We are going to start now, Shaar Aleph, Perek Vav. He gets into a very deep concept here, and we're going to just try to explain it a little bit, as simply as we can. And remember that the idea that he's giving, telling us, is that we really control everything that goes on in the Shamayim. And our action, we are the nefesh, chaya, we are the nefesh of the Bria. It just adds we are the nefesh of the whole planet. It just adds what controls a person's actions? What makes him move around is his nefesh. His nefesh makes things happen. And that's the decisions, that's the emotions, that's everything behind the person is his nefesh. So we, human mankind, specifically Yidden, who are made B'Tzelem Elokim, are the nefesh of the Bria. We are the nefesh of the entire Bria. We can control how much and how little and in what way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, and all the kuchas of the whole world come through our actions. We're the nefesh behind everything, okay? So he goes on to explain, and now this is really, if remembering the introduction that I said, this really is where he starts getting to the punchline. Okay, because the concept, the idea behind all of this Kabbalah and all of this in these inyanim is to empower us in our maisim and to let us realize how important is it, how important our maisim, our actions really are. So he says the following. How does this work? So he started telling us last time, what are the mechanics that we're behind this? What's the mechanics? How do we really control everything? So he explained that there's worlds, and every world is the neshama for the world underneath it, right? Everything, the world underneath it, Mekalo from the world above it, and we're the neshama for it all. Then he says the following. He says, really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam, he made Adam, in the second paragraph in Perek Vav, he says, Ikra shel davar ki hu yizbarach shemai acha shebarach kol ha'ilamas. After you created all the worlds, bara es Adam, Bria nifla, a man is unbelievable. Bria, koyach ma'asif l'chol ha'machanais. We are created with the powers that exist in every single part of the Bria. Every single part of creation, Hashem put a little bit into us. So we are a combination of all the kochos that exist in the entire Bria. Okay, v'chol tavnis ha'kavod elyon, etc. Okay, and he brings out the Zohar. Let me read the Zohar in the Lashon Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishabara es ha'adam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, sidir bar kol ha'tzureis shal soydeis elyonim shal olam ha'elyoin, v'chol ha'tzureis shal ha'sodeis ha'tachtonim shal olam ha'tachtonim. He put the powers of the upper worlds and the powers of the lower worlds, and all that is in Adam. Okay, now, what does that do for us? Okay, now, mitzvahs are also chayim mitzvahs kulam kshurim v'tulim b'makar shar shama elyayin b'seder perki amar kama. The way the world was made was basically that mitzvos also have their place in the upper worlds, and they have the ability to mashpia into the worlds through different things. So let's take, for example, there's a mitzvah of lulav. So the power of the mitzvah of lulav is to mashpia rain. It's to mashpia, all the kochos in the for parnasa. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached that koach to the mitzvah of lulav. It's a tzedakah tatzel mimavis, right? So certain powers that exist in the power of mavis exist in the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's certain kochos that exist in each mitzvah. And each mitzvah controls, is a shoresh to a lot of greater things. So the more that we connect ourselves to, and remember also, the Chazal say, every part of every mitzvah is connected part of us, right? We have 365 mitzvahs, lo saseh, connected the Ivarim, and can. We have 365 gidim, sinews, and 248 evarim. So every part of us is connected a mitzvah. And if a person does a mitzvah. That means there's a certain koach in the bria. His aver that he did the mitzvah with, his hands, he put his tulin on, or whatever it is, empowers that koach in the bria. And now that koach in the bria is strengthened, and it strengthens him, and it strengthens that power in the bria. So essentially, this is really the punchline. Okay, this is very complicated stuff. That's why I don't really, it's hard to explain this parak, to be honest with you. But I'm just going to read it because I think just hearing the words is worth it, whether we fully understand it or not. We're just going to, there was a maisa with Rav Gifter Zatzal. So Rav Gifter Zatzal was a young man. He went from America. He went to study in Telz in Europe, right? In the 40s, and before the war, in the 30s. So there was a Yid who's one of the greatest prodigies of the Olam HaYeshivas in Europe, called Motel Pergamonsky. Motel Pergamonsky, I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him, but Chedai find out about him. He was one of the prodigies, he died young, but he was one of the prodigies of the Olam HaYeshivas in Europe. And he was a fascinating person. Anyway, see, he took Rav Gifter with him one time, and he sat and told him Kabbalah and all these things for about 3 hours. And Rav Gifter used to say, so the second I walked out of the room, I forgot everything he told me. But that conversation changed my life. So what do you mean? How did it change your life if you forgot everything he told you? He says, because he stretched my mind. So now I had a bigger concept. So sometimes, even if we don't fully understand what we're saying, but stretching the mind is good. So I'm just going to read the words that he says here. He says, but Asayis HaAdam Rots, this is really the punchline of this part of the book, of the whole Sefer. He says, Asayis HaAdam Rotsoin Koinoi Yizbarach. When a person does the Rotsan Hashem, Umekayim Be'eze Eiver V'Koyach Shaboy, and he uses a part of his body to do a mitzvah, Achas Mi Mitzvah Hashem, as long as it's a mitzvah Hashem, HaTikun Negea La'oisoi Oilom V'Koyach Ha'elyoin HaMakbiloi. He's misaking a world. He's misakin the world that's built with that mitzvah. L'saknoi, he makes it better. Ula haloisoi, he uplifts it. Ula haisif, or he adds light. U'kedusha ha'kedushasoi. Mechefetz v'rotzon ha'elyin yizbarach shmoi. This is all part of the rotzon and part of the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kifi erich v'oifen asi yasoi. It depends how good you do the mitzvah. Ufi roi v'ha'izdachachos, and with the amount of kavana that you have in the mitzvah. Kedushas machshavtoi, be'es ha'asiyas ha'mitzvah. And how much machshava you have at the time you do the mitzvah, but he adds a mitzarefes l'toiva l'maaseh ha'ikris. Of course, you have to do the mitzvah properly. You have to do the mitzvah, and doing the mitzvah does the tikkun. And as much as kavana you have, that even adds to the tikkun. But you have to do the mitzvah properly. And this is really his whole point: that whether we feel inspired, or we feel emotional, or we feel connected, or we feel spiritual, or we feel, wow, that felt good. You know, I'm in my spiritual mode now. You may not be flying high. You may not feel spiritual. And you may not feel, wow, you know, connected when you put on tefillin and when you do a put on tzitzis and when you do a mitzvah. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you feel it because it did it. You are connected. You're connected. We are connected. Every mitzvah, our arm is a physical arm. But there's a world up there next to Hashem that's opposite the mitzvah, which is made for the arm. And the mitzvah that's made for the arm has its own world. And we are adding Kedusha in that world every time we put on tefillin, whether you feel spiritually uplifted by it or not. But it's happening. And obviously there's levels of mitzvahs and levels of worlds. And not only that, in a spiritual sense, you're adding kedusha to the evarim. So that's why tzaddikim, their guf is different. It's not just a tzaddik's neshama is different. A tzaddik, his guf, his body is different than a regular person's guf. His body won't decompose. And then his body becomes uplifted in a spiritual way because he's adding kedusha to it. Okay, the kasher kiyam call a mitzvahs b'shleimus, and when you do all the mitzvahs properly, b'chol proteim v'diktukim properly, you just do the mitzvah b'ikra ma'isa noisaf aleim hitzdarf oitzim, and then you add on to it if you did it with kedusha. You can't imagine how much you're accomplishing. And obviously, the opposite is true as well. okay, that a person can be poigim and darken the world he lives in. So this is really, if you have to ask me, this is really part of the whole point of the Sefer, is to empower us and to show us, wow, this is really the purpose ultimately of all of the mitzvahs we do. The purpose of the mitzvahs we do is that it connects us spiritually. And like I said, there was a void, and Chaim Volozhiner felt that people weren't feeling connected spiritually. And he felt just telling people that mitzvahs connects you is enough. You know that when you do this mitzvah, it's connecting you. And he says beautifully in the Haggah, in the footnote, he says, this is the pshat in the Nusach we say, it says, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav, Hashem sanctified us with his mitzvahs. Meaning to say that our mitzvahs are an opportunity to bring Kedusha into all sorts of worlds. We have access to Kedusha that doesn't exist really elsewhere. Okay? Ad kedekach, but to the point, he says, that the Zohar says a scary lashon. It says when a person does something wrong, it says, pegama oven regem ikunin shamelech, which basically means that a person kind of is weakening HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because these are the powers that Hashem uses to control the world. And we're kind of weakening them. He even says at the end, you know, we're familiar with, in the beginning of Bereshis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Naseh Adam, that Hashem looked around and said, let's make the world. Naseh, we should make it, right? So what does it mean, Naseh Adam? That's a big question. Who is he talking to? So Chaim Volozhiner says, you know what it means? It means he took all the kochos of the Bria, and he says, let's go make man. Because man is composed of all the kochos in the Bria. So he says, you know what? Let's go do it. He takes all the kochos that exist in all the Bria and he puts them into Adam. And he says, everything that exists, you know, the control panel, the entire control panel, you know, there's a control panel and there's a wire going to this and there's a wire going to that and there's a wire going here and it's a whole panel of wires. And then he tells the wires, he says, look, okay, you guys, all this, let's go make men. Let's go. And he takes the whole panel and he sticks it into the mankind, basically. That we control the entire control panel. So the part of the Bria that goes here and the part of the Bria that goes there and the part of the Bria that goes here, all of that is part of the, all of that is controlled by Adam, and all of that went into the initial creation of the world. So that's really what's going on over here. And what else does he say? Yeah, it's a long parak, but it's beyond my scope to be able to really, explain it. I do want to explain a certain Haggah, one of the footnotes he has here. One of the footnotes he has here discusses a very, very famous concept. It's the concept of what did we look like before Adam HaRishon. It's a well-known concept, but this is the first place I've seen it. I saw it originally. This is the first place I saw where he really explains what was the Yetzirah like before Adam and what was the Yetzirah like after Adam. Okay, but again, he's still explaining here the mechanics of how all this works. Okay, so hopefully the next few prakim he's going to bring in a very beautiful idea in the next few prakim, and we'll continue talking about this concept. This is still expounding on the idea. Okay.